Welcome to the 2005 Molecular Enhancer video. This video is to show the way it's used properly with the new machine and how to take care of it. Okay, first off, the machine in front of us, this is the basic machine. We have a bulb, a base, and the actual power head. All are connected by simple phono plugs that allow easy assembly and allow portability. The enhancer is not a curative for diseases. It is an assistive energy device that provides power to the body so the body can repair itself. But you can still use herbs, pharmaceuticals, and other modalities alongside of it, for it, ergo the name, it enhances the behavior of all these modalities. I invented it about 30 years ago through an experiment I was doing in Carilion photography. At that time, I had a friend that was a borderline diabetic and had three very severe cuts in his hand that had been infected for over 3 months. He came over and we experimented with the machine for about 45 minutes to an hour. Amazingly, the next day he calls me up and he says, "My infection is cleared up," and he comes out and all there is on the palm of his hand is three scabs. The redness and pus had disappeared overnight. Being a scientific nature, I saw a phenomenon that didn't make any sense, so I started exploring this phenomenon and discovered that it tends to trigger the body to repair itself. I've tried it on a myriad of malfunctions the body suffers from, and most disorders appear to be assisted by it. And as I said before, it doesn't cure, it merely helps the body keep up with it and maintain yourself. Now, the basic use is turn on the machine. Then you would pick up the bulb and then place your feet on the glass like so. Now you're using the molecular enhancer. There's no dials, no computers, no adjustment. One size fits all. In ages, I have children from age 5 all the way to people in their mid-90s using the device, so age is not a factor either. The machine, you can either watch television, you can read a book if it's on a stand in front of you, or you can just meditate on the machine. I have people using it in a myriad of different ways and all gaining successes with its use. From what I've been able to ascertain, it appears that it triggers the normal immune responses in the bodies, but only pushes them up to the normal maximum level that the body operates at. It doesn't overdrive the body like a Rife process does. But this can be used in conjunction with Rife to prevent the Herxheimer reaction that occurs with Rife technologies when someone is very ill and has a high toxic die-off. It also appears to help reduce the amount of toxic waste in the system itself, as people that are on a detox program have noticed an accelerated reduction in the amount of mercury in the system when it's their normal chlorella or other regimes are used in conjunction with the enhancer. So basically the enhancer, as the name says, provides the vehicle for all the modalities to work properly. It can be used standalone, or it can be used in conjunction with any possible modality you have. We have seen very few counterindications. Primarily it would be homeopathic medicine should be taken after the use of the enhancer, because the enhancer appears to erase some of the effects. Also with compounds that are poison based, like Coumadin, which has strychnine, is a strychnine derivative, you have to take it after the use of the machine, for the body will not absorb it if you use the enhancer immediately upon taking it. Now, as far as internal metal parts are concerned, screws, plates, artificial joints, that creates no difficulty for the enhancer or the user of the machine. We've seen no counterindications to say that any of the internal implants caused any problems. We've also had people with insulin pumps and morphine pumps and have had no malfunctions there either. But we caution people using pacemakers to watch the person the first 15 minutes and see if it alters the heart rate of the pacemaker. We haven't seen anything happen, but it's always good to test the machine with a touch of caution. in those type of situations. Now, after you've been on it for a few minutes, generally the intensity on your hands and your feet tends to decline. That indicates that the body's energy level is coming up. Once it's reached that point, you can work different problem areas of your body, such as if you have a joint or wrist problem. For carpal tunnel, for instance, you would flex your wrist to work the energy through the different pathways and get it to relax so it can heal. Same applies to the shoulder and the elbow. It's being able to move your body parts around and get the muscles to learn how it used to work before. Because what I've discovered through the 28 years of research is that it seems to bring the body back to what it was genetically engineered to be at that chronological age. I've been field testing the unit for at least 26 years, and it's still effective on all the subjects, even though the use has been for decades. The body doesn't appear to habituate to it, so it continues to be effective for as long as you use it. Another point is durability. This new enhancer versus the classic enhancer I used to manufacture, this bulb is virtually break resistant. It can be pounded on a table and it won't break, but it's very important not to hit the little yellow tab on the top here. If that happens, the bulb needs to be returned and recycled to the factory. But as far as I've been able to see so far, over 200 machines, we've had only 2 bulb failures, so the reliability is very high, and generally a replacement bulb isn't necessary in the original order. Plus, with the new unit in 2005 is the addition of the cooling fan assembly, which I now have here. This is a direct bolt-on to any of the modern units. It can be used continuously when this item is attached to it. And originally, you had to limit your time exposure to 45 to 50 minutes to prevent a burn through. But with the addition of the cooling fan, it allows continuous operation, because I have several family groups that use the machine consecutively, and there wasn't enough time to let it cool off, so I engineered this to solve the problem. It also allows practitioners to use them now without fear of having burn-throughs during a treatment. Because we found if people use it for a while before a massage, the massage is more effective. We've also found this to be true with chiropractic and acupuncture as well. It seems to really augment and provide the energy so those modalities work in the efficiency they were designed to, which is good for everyone all around, because they get what they go in for. Because I've had several people, for instance, with acupuncture, where they've gone in for the treatment and had no results, then sit on the machine and go back in and they get the desired results from the treatment. Now, you can control the power with the enhancer by amount of foot contact. If it appears to be too intense, you can take one foot off and put it under your chair to reduce the power level. Or also, if you want to scratch your nose or adjust your glasses or anything, it can be done when you take a foot off because the intensity drops. But as you use the enhancer for more and more time, your body acclimates to the amount of feeling it gets off the machine, and it feels like it's getting weaker when in actuality it's not. The person's actually getting stronger and doesn't require as much power. So it's very efficient in giving you an idea of how much energy you've expended that day. For some people that have had a really light day, they'll get back on the machine and it doesn't feel like it's hardly on. But then if they had a very hard day, it's very strong and they can tell that they've expended that energy over that day. And it's a very good indicator of your interior state. Now, for controlling power another way is just by lifting up on your heels. You can lift up on your heels or lay on your sides of your feet, balls of feet, and put your toes down. That gives you 4, or actually 8 levels of power that you can adjust how much you're getting through the bulb. So if it feels too strong, feel free to lift part of your foot off to reduce the amount of power till it becomes comfortable. But you want to try to get as much as possible, because saturation of the body's field is what this does. And once the body saturates its field, everything works in synchronous with itself. That's one reason health can be obtained that way, is because all systems are working together. rather than out of synchronous with each other. This is being a resonant system and a multiple wave oscillator. It provides energies at all types of different levels to where the body can feed on whatever it wants. It behaves very similarly to vitamin C. And you get results by the repair, but you do consume the energy and it has to be replaced periodically. Generally 3 to 4 times a week, half hour for normal people, but chronic people need to accumulate more time so the body has enough energy to repair itself. If there's insufficient energy supplied, the body won't get ahead of the problem. And also, this can be used on various body parts. If you have like a sore throat or a stiff neck, the bulb can be applied to your neck and rotated around to focus the energy on the area in question that's having a problem. Like for people with hepatitis C and other liver maladies, they tend to roll the bulb bare skin on their belly in the liver area. Same with urinary, you would roll it here, and uterine problems. And like with breast difficulties, you'd want to roll it around the breast area to get everything loosened up and working properly. But primarily, if it's very important to remember, you must use it against skin contact only. Do not use it through clothes. When you use it through clothing, there's a small arc occurring and it tends to irritate the skin and turn it red. This isn't permanent, but it can be irritating. So always put the bulb on bare skin and do not leave it in one single location for any length of time, because the bulb ionizes the air around the contact point and will create a red ring if you leave it in one location. And people have gotten a little concerned about that, but it disappears in about 24 hours. To get off the enhancer, you always take your feet off first and then place the bulb in the box. You never want to try to turn off the machine or turn on and off any other item until you're completely disconnected from the enhancer. Once you're off the enhancer, then you can go over and turn the machine off. When using the enhancer, it's best to take off any jewelry that, like wristwatches or bracelets, they're a full metal loop, because they will rob part of the energy that the enhancer provides. Also, you want to stay away from heavy gold chains. Very light, thin, petite chains are fine. They don't seem to really cause a problem. But when the metal gets large and heavy, like some people like wearing heavy gold, that tends to be irritating. So it's a good idea not to wear them while you're on the machine. But rings and bracelets that are open on the end are fine. Those don't have to be removed. But if this bracelet was a continuous ring, that would have to be taken off. Also, while you're on the machine, you can use a television remote. As long as no one hands it to you, you want to pick it up off an insulated surface like a table or a fabric couch or whatever. And you can use it just like a normal remote and it won't malfunction. The same goes for a portable telephone. You can use a portable telephone, but the most important thing to remember is no headsets and no phones with wires coming out of them. If the device has a wire coming out of it, stay away from it while you're on the enhancer. And we find laptops don't do well around the enhancer, so you should avoid using any computers while you're on it, because the waveforms create erroneous data in the computers. It doesn't seem to damage them, but they don't work right either, so it's best to wait afterwards. And then jewelry such as amber, turquoise, stone jewelry, non-metallic jewelry is fine. You can wear that while you're on the machine. Also head combs, belt buckles are okay, zippers are okay. If the metal item is small enough, it doesn't create a problem. It's when the volume of the metal reaches a certain level, then it starts generating a voltage of its own, and that creates the irritation. Now on the bulb, you only want to hold it from here out. Do not hold it by this section. And be very careful not to bang this little part against anything solid. If you do, you'll lose the vacuum and then the bulb will have to be recycled. Okay. Now, in the original classic version of the enhancer, the bulb was a very fragile lead glass and you had to be very careful how you handled it. But the new one is made out of a much tougher laboratory glass and can be pounded on the surface and will not suffer any damage. So if you drop it on the floor, more than likely you won't damage it. But if you drop it on the enhancer, there is a chance you could break the plate glass. You won't hurt the bulb, but you will break the plate glass. A person has already done that one. When you're using the enhancer, if the bulb's working properly, even if it's really quiet and there's not a lot of crackling occurring, long as your hands glow this uniform orange like you see in the picture, you're fine. The actual noise levels of the copper isn't as critical as the glow on your hand. Long as there's the orange glow, you're fine. If it turns purple, then the bulb needs to be repaired. But sometimes they'll turn blue in this region here, and that's no concern. Also, the electrode flashes occasionally at different levels, and that is of no effect either. They're just interesting light shows to look at, but it does not affect operational efficiency at all. Charging together is a very beneficial way to do things because it provides a larger flux, and it gets you and your wife or you and your significant other done faster since you can both be on the machine at the same time. Now, it's a very simple process. The most important thing is to make skin contact to the other person first.
And I'm going to go ahead and take off my ring. I could probably leave my amber on if I wanted, but I'm going to go ahead and take those off. Just put them down by the chair.
Then I make skin contact. I can either hold her hand, I can hold her wrist, I can hold her leg, bare leg, any kind of skin contact.
But we prefer just holding hands.
And then she picks up the bulb.
And I get a firm grip, and because he's much bigger than I am, it's going to be stronger coming through my hand here. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to balance it with my other hand.
And then I place my feet on the machine.
And this gives a stronger charge. So if I can't do the machine, if I've worked very hard and I know I need to put at least an hour on, but it's very late in the day, then maybe what I'll do is ask Dan to charge with me and we'll put a half an hour on together. And we use that time to just talk about our day. And
yeah, we actually slow down and communicate.
Which is very nice. And then sometimes once the signature of the energy drops off and it's easier for me to handle with one hand, then I'll take it off and I'll go ahead and do my rotations again as we talk. And
oh, and it's also extremely important when you're getting off the machine that you do not let go of your subject until your feet are off the machine and the bulb is disconnected from you and in the box. Then I can let go. If she's touching the bulb or I'm touching the machine and we touch each other, there's a mild zap, like a rug shock. But
it's more scary than anything.
Yeah, it's not dangerous, but it's surprising, and people have tossed the bulb and broken it by.
And if you had a bad day, it's the last thing you want to do is zap yourself when you're trying to relax. So again, first thing you do is touch your partner. Find a comfortable place for your hands. The smaller person takes the bulb. The larger person puts their feet on the machine. And sometimes it's nice how Dan, he'll start with his heels and then go down, because that way, if my body has used a lot of energy that day and it's very strong, the vibration is strong on my wrist, it's nice to kind of have him even into it a little bit.
When there's a high potential loss, like if someone's very tired or been very stressed out, the flow can be very intense at first, so it's actually very favorable to ease into it when those types of conditions occur.
And remember, that happens because your body has used a lot of energy. So when given the opportunity, it's going to try and take in as much energy as it can to even itself out. So at first, things will feel much stronger than in 5 minutes, 15 minutes, a half an hour.
Now, it's always worst at the first. When you get on the machine for the first time, that intensity you feel at the beginning is as intense as it will get. From there, it tapers off as the body charges up.
And again, it's just a wonderful way to just like hang out with your spouse. And so, I mean, you can sit here and be, you know, more rigid, or eventually you can just kind of snuggle in and watch a show or talk. And notice too that as long as we're making hand contact, it doesn't matter that we have clothes on and we're bumping each other or whatever.
Don't
so.
Kiss one another.
Yeah,
that
don't.
Doesn't work.
Because the wetness of your lips and also. But, you know, it's a really nice time to just hang out with your significant other and talk and get your charge for the day.
I'm going to take my ring off here. Okay, to treat children, it's very simple. This is my daughter, Vesta. Now, what you do to treat children is you get them in your seat comfortably, get a hold of their leg, and then pick up the ball with the other hand, and then put your feet on like you would normally. This allows the child to get the charge and the benefit like you do, but they don't feel a thing. They just sit here and get bored. And sometimes it's good to lay them out on a couch with the video going so you can sit there and hold on to their leg and they just watch the television while they're getting charged. And like I said, there's no sensation at all, so it's very easy for them and they recover from illnesses much more rapidly. Because that's the main thing of the enhancer, is it provides the energy so the immune system can respond to the infection in question rather than waiting for the body to finally get to it. Because I found with a lot of kids, their system doesn't react fast enough and they suffer a lot more illness that they don't have to. Okay, when doing a child, you always touch the child first before you touch any part of the machine. And that's the last thing you let go of. If the child pulls away from you while you're on the machine, it'll give them the equivalent of a mild rug shock. It's not painful, but it's surprising.
I use the machine when I'm not feeling well, or I have sicknesses, or when I come home from dance or other sports and I have really sore muscles. And I can just sit here and watch TV or listen to my music.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm just going to show you a couple ways how I use the machine for myself. I do a lot of massage, so at the end of the day, my wrists, my hands, my forearms tend to be pretty sore. So what I do is I take the bulb in one hand, and I just go ahead and do some rotations, and just keep doing that until I feel, you know, like it's improved a lot. I have a little bit of problems with my neck, so what I'll do is I'll take the bulb and I'll go ahead and place on my neck to do some point work here. Sometimes I'll rotate my neck and then I just keep moving it around. I just got an adjustment. If I feel like I'm catching a cold or sore throat, I go ahead and I use the bulb right here for a while. And then if I feel like I have any sinus congestion, I'll go ahead and place it on my forehead and then just move it around here too. And just place it there till I feel like it's eased up. So these are a few ways that I use the machine.
Hi, I'm Landy. And I want to tell you about all the different ways that you can use the enhancer. Now, you notice when I came in, I stepped on the glass. That's because I didn't have my hand on the ball. So sometimes if you're walking in and you need to step on the glass, that's okay. Just don't reach for the ball. So see, I grab the ball and I put my feet on. And I love to garden and I have 3 kids. So I don't get a lot of gardening time in, so I usually overdo when I do it. And sometimes I come in and my hands are so stiff. So what I do is I just do my day, and at the end of the day, when all the kids are down, I have one of these up in my bedroom and a big old comfy recliner, and I just sit there and I hold the ball, and I usually watch a favorite program, or sometimes I read, and then I always get like my rotations in. So if I've overworked, I try to extend my arm and rotate the ball around, and I can feel a vibration on the parts that have been the most used. So what I do is I just work it until that vibration feeling fades off, and then I'll put it in a different hand, and I'll work it there, and I'll move it, and a lot of times I move my shoulders while I'm on it. And notice how I'm just moving the ball around to what's ever comfortable. Some of you, when you first get on it, it'll feel safer to just hold the ball like this. But after a while, when you get used to it, go ahead and move it around to different hands and see. Some people, when they hold it in one hand, they'll notice, wow, it's stronger in this hand than it is in this hand. Some of you that do computer or repetitive motion like carpentry or whatever, you'll probably notice that there'll be a better sensation on one hand than the other. Also, sometimes I'll stand on the machine. I'm a large woman, but even I can stand on this, but anyone over 300 pounds is not advised to stand on the machine. But sometimes I'll just go down and I'll come back up again, and that helps to straighten my back. And then sometimes I'll pull my arm out, and then I'll switch it, and I'll go over here. So I use it a lot to stretch, because I find if I stretch a lot, then I get up in the morning after gardening or working hard, and I don't have the aches and pains. Also, remember that an Epsom salt bath with 4 cups of Epsom salts at the end of a really trying day, like I'll do the enhancer and then I'll take a bath with Epsom salts, and then I wake up in the morning and I don't have the aches and pains that I used to have. If you leave the ball on skin for a long time in one place, sometimes you get a little bit of red irritation that goes away. Also, I used to have very bad strep throat. So if I even begin to feel a tickle in my throat, I just move the ball right up here. Now, if it's hard for you to hold the ball with one hand, notice when I take my foot off, it lessens the power. Your feet are like your throttle. So come in here, and then I put the ball down, and then I put my foot back down, and that ups the power. And then if I want even more power in the area, I can raise up on my fingers like this. Sometimes that's what we call a little bitey, but it always adjusts after time. Because remember, when you hit a bad spot, it's always going to be the worst or the most intense feeling until the area gets saturated with energy, and then the sensation just drops off. That's how I knew to move to the next side. And notice that I'm wearing earrings, and I'm wearing glass earrings, so if I was really going to be doing this for a period of time, I'd probably take my earrings off. But notice that it doesn't hurt them in any way. And I'll also like rub the area that I feel, or sometimes I have a tight muscle in my neck. So we really encourage you to use the ball, move it around. Those of you that might be having challenges and all in the breast area, in the privacy of your own home, the ball can be on skin. So if I was doing this, I would probably obviously not have my shirt on. But you can take the ball in one hand and you can move it down and do lymph drainage or go around the area that you're working on. If you have liver challenges, pick your shirt up, put the ball right here, sit there for a while with it, move it back and forth. You can do whatever you want on the machine as far as moving the ball around to the different areas that are comfortable for you. And you can sit there and watch TV, you can listen to music, or as always, power is always good, powered by intent. So if you're sitting on the machine and you're just thinking like, oh, I'm feeling a little like I'm run down. So I would unbutton my shirt and I would put the ball on my thymus. And then I might think about how good it feels to have the energy in my body and how my body is taking this energy and it's using it in order to create its own healing.
I have been using off and on for 20 years, and for the last 11 years for 30 minutes every day. I have nothing wrong with me that's major. I just do it for maintenance. a lot of people say, well, what's wrong with you? You're using the machine. There's nothing wrong. That's why. If I have an owie, I use the ball. I had my canine tooth or eye tooth pulled last week, and I immediately came home, got on the enhancer, and held the ball up to my face. And it's all healed already, and it's only been a week. It's good for relaxing, and if you don't use it for a while, if you travel and don't have one, you miss it. As I said, I've been using it for 20 years. I'm 76 years old, and I think that puts me in good stead for a veteran of the enhancer. That's it.
I'll get a wide shot.
When I'm getting off, I take my feet off first, put the bulb down, then I reach over and turn the machine off.
Okay. Hi, I want to talk about using the enhancer as a companion tool. As you've heard from Dan so many times, you can use this independently, but this is your foundation piece. You don't have to stop going and seeing anyone that you're currently seeing. Practitioner, whether it be more on the traditional level or alternative, whatever you're doing, make sure that you check with who you're working with and let them know that you've just added power, because this works so well with other modalities. If you're having a adjustment or acupuncture or a massage, go ahead if you can and put a half an hour on before you go and see your practitioner and see how much better your body is able to take their work, how much longer their work lasts, and it will be a really nice tool for you to use the enhancer along with other things.
Now, as far as medication or herbal supplements go, the enhancer has a habit of making them more effective than they would stand alone. So it's very important when you're taking a strong medication that you check with your doctor and see if you need to drop the dosage, because in some cases, like with high blood pressure medication, it's been found that sometimes the dosage needs to be dropped to 25% of its original intensity when the enhancer is included, because the enhancer improves the overall assimilation of nutrients and pharmaceuticals as well. So it benefits any type of system that uses it. I have a lot of people that were having difficulty absorbing nutrients, and once they started using the machine, the nutrient uptake was much, much better. So this is very instrumental in just absorption for standard nutrients, not only medications. So even healthy people benefit by the use of this. Now, another word of warning is that when you use the machine, some people get sick after getting off of it. The enhancer does not make a person ill, but it will bring hidden illnesses or malfunctions in the body to the surface, to where you can actually detect its presence and actually take action allopathically or alternatively to correct the problem, where the enhancer provides the energy for the healing.
Belonging to a cooperative preschool, I usually experience a lot of the illnesses that go through my daughter and I. And what we do is we get on the machine, like how you saw Dan charge with Vesta, and I usually am at the couch and I'm holding on to her leg and sitting there watching a Disney movie. What that will do, though, is when we get off the machine, you feel a little worse, because it's making, we'll just call it the flu, it's pushing it through your body more, faster. So how I use it is I'll use it for half an hour, 45 minutes. I'll get off, I'll drink my water, I personally do vitamin C, and then I'll rest. And then I'll get back on the machine again in like 3 or 4 hours. And the same thing, I'll start feeling better, get on the machine, feel a little worse. Usually by the third or fourth time, I get off the machine and I'm feeling kind of punky, but I'm feeling so much better. So again, if you're going through just a common illness that's going through your school district or whatever, don't worry when you get on the machine and you think, wow, I'm going to feel so much better, and the first couple of times you don't. But remember, this is also an opportunity to learn how to take care of yourself. Stop. Make sure you do your water. What do you do to take care of yourself? Do you do a nap? Do you do a bath? You know, use this opportunity to give your body energy, but also be responsible to what other things that you can do to help move something along.
My personal experiences with the Enhancer. 27 years ago, I had enough occupational injuries to where I couldn't work during the day. I had severe carpal tunnel in both hands, tendonitis both elbows, bursitis both shoulders, a bad neck, a bad lower back, a bad knee, and I had tinnitus in both ears. And when I first built the device, it was to examine and be able to indicate the energy field of the body, but when I discovered using it daily on a regular basis, all the symptoms I had faded away in about a 3-month period, and the last 25 years have not bothered me. I have had no reoccurrence of the carpal tunnel, I've had no reoccurrences of the bursitis, and I even got all my feeling back in my hands. I was able to play my guitar and play the keyboards again without any difficulty. And it's quite amazing to be able to get one's life back, and when it did this for me, that's why I decided to build the machines for other people, because if it could help me, it could help so many others, because I've been using it 27 years and it's still effective to this day. And the colds and flu that knock everybody else down, I just feel crummy for a day. I don't even really get so sick that I'm in bed, but maybe one day in a year. And it's so nice to have another side benefit to this device is stamina. Over long-term usage with the device, I have found it increases the person's personal stamina to where they can do way more than they could before they started using the machine. So it has benefits. Also, like with people who work out and use weights, they use it 20 minutes before their workout and 30 minutes after their workout, and they don't suffer the lactic acid pain that they would normally have from that type of experience. Also, if you have sprained ankles or sprained wrists, they recover roughly 3 times faster. So in sports injuries, this thing is just, the molecular enhancer is just a marvelous piece of equipment, because it puts many people back into the sport that they love so much without so much downtime.
When I first started using the machine, I would notice that some days I would get on it and it would be really strong, and other days I would get on it and be like, huh, geez, is this thing working? It feels so mild. And what I started to learn from that was how I use the energy in my day. And to just use a very simple model, I was able, over the course of using this, to see where was my energy going. Maybe I worked really hard in the garden that day, but it was so fulfilling and I got done what I wanted to do. And even though I was physically, you know, maybe a little challenged in my wrists, it didn't draw, it didn't feel as much as I thought it would. Compared to maybe one day I got a disturbing phone call, or I had to deal with things at work, or something upset me, and I got on and it was very strong, and I was curious because I knew that I hadn't worked hard physically that day. And so it made me realize, wow, I put out a lot of energy onto this emotional situation today. And so I started looking at, when I drew a lot, when the sensation was a lot, where was my energy going? Was I thinking a lot about a spiritual question? Was I emotionally compulsing about something? Was I intellectually reading a book that was a little hard for me and so I had to really stretch my mind? Or did I physically just have a rough day as a mom running all around? So it was really good for me because I started learning about how I use my energy. And the one thing I learned the most was is that my emotions took more energy than my physical work or an intellectual problem or spiritually thinking about something. It was my emotions. So always, you know, stop and think about that. If you get on the machine at the end of the day and it's really strong and you don't have a lot of humidity where you live, now then chances are you've expended a lot of energy. So when I know that I've expended a lot emotionally, I usually sit back, try to take a couple of deep breaths, maybe adjust myself a little bit, and I'll just think about that problem. And I'll think about, okay, what's a positive way? How can I either let that go, or what's my plan for dealing with it? And it helps me understand a lot more about how I use my energy, and it makes me feel good that I am having a plan. I can move beyond feeling maybe trapped or boxed in. So it's a great tool. We really encourage you. You know, how does it feel every day? And if it's stronger one day than another day, what did you do that day? How did you use your energy? Where did it go? Why is your body needing so much?
Also, I'd like to address concerns people have about the 60 cycles in the system of the machine. When it's operating, the actual device is called a multiple wave oscillator, and the actual waveforms it produced drowned out the 60 cycle signal from the original wave coming in from the AC. So the 60 cycles is not a concern with the use of the machine. This is the new improved version of the molecular enhancer. When you receive it, you'll get these four main components: a bulb, a base, a power head, and a power cord. Hookup on the new units is very simple. You pull the plugs out of the retention holes and plug them into the jacks on the power head. Now, on the power head, there's a second hole. That second hole is for an accessory item and is not used unless that accessory is purchased. And the plug can go into either hole and it's fine. In the bulb, you'll notice on top of your copper that there's a little sign that says connect bulb here. It has the same type of jack, and you merely snap it into place and you're ready to go. Now, if the molecular enhancer quits working or you need to clean the copper, always be sure to turn the unit off and pull the accessory cord out of the box before you attempt any maintenance. Then you want to disconnect your base and your bulb from the machine. Now at this point, you have to clean the copper about once every month and a half, and to do so takes a screwdriver. Now for cleaning the copper, it's a very simple process. The two brass screws on the larger of the two plastic blocks are easily undone, and then the entire copper assembly can be removed. Now when it's removed, there's a small bolt on the base. Now that's removed with a pair of pliers to take the copper out of the plastic if you need to clean it. If it's just slightly green and it doesn't have little green piles all over the glass, a damp cloth can be used to wipe the copper clean. Now once it can darken and turn a blacker color, and it's okay. It doesn't have to be shiny copper to operate properly, and it can get green. And a small amount of green is not a problem. A lot of green weakens the output, but it will still function. You just clean it about once every month and a half, and then just screw it back down. Now, in maintenance, there's also occasionally someone draws too much power out of the enhancer. When that happens, then the glass will actually rupture and there will be a hole blasted through the glass underneath the copper in this region here. When that happens, as an emergency, you can pull the rest of it off. So first off, you have to remove the copper assembly. Second to remove, so you can take the glass off, is to remove the smaller of the two blocks. That's done with a 7/16 or 3/8 wrench, depending on what size nylon bolts it has. And now take note, this aluminum foil is folded over the top of the glass. That's what makes the electrical connection to this block. So it's very important when you replace the glass to fold the foil back over the top of it. Now the glass is very easy to remove with a Phillips screwdriver. The screws aren't high tension tight. You just snug them. You never over tighten your screws. Now once you have all the strips loose, you move the strips off of the glass plate. All five of them. Don't leave one. You got to take all five off. Then you can lift the top sheet of glass off the machine, At this point, you want to inspect the area where the copper was sitting, because when the machine goes dead, oftentimes there's a hole burnt through the glass in this region. When that happens, in an emergency, you can just turn the glass over, keeping the hole over by the foil connection so it can still be used, but the glass should be replaced as promptly as possible. And reassembly is very simple. And if you rip the foil a small amount or it has a small amount of corrosion, it does not cause a problem. As long as the aluminum foil makes contact to the block on the end, it's fully functional. And I'll just buzz this all back together. Always start your screws. Let me put our little, make sure the aluminum foil is folded flat.
Let me get a touch out of that, Dan. Start it again.
Okay. And okay. Make sure the aluminum foil is folded at least a half inch over the glass. Then you place the block straight down on top of it and screw it back in. Then you tighten these bolts till they're just snug. You don't tighten them as tight as they can go, because that kind of pressure is not necessary.
Probably could use a nut driver for that.
And then once that's in place, then you reposition your copper assembly, making sure that the nut and the wire are up in the cavity, so they sit flat. Then it's just bolted straight down onto the machine again. And this too, you just snug, you don't over tighten. And you're ready to go. So that's the maintenance on the base. Now, some added features to the machine are the fact that with these cords attached, the base can now be tipped and a block of wood or something non-conductive can be placed under the machine so it can operate at an angle. This makes it a lot easier when you have people with ankle issues or foot issues where they can't push their feet flat against the floor. Also, people who use it in bed can prop it up with pillows on the end of the bed and give them a little better angle so it's not so hard on their knees. Second is the power switch is on this power strip and not in the box. For after a time, these switches have a habit of failing, so rather than having to send it back to the factory, you just discard this power strip and replace it with another. Then the next big feature to the new enhancer is the bulb. This new bulb does not suffer the breakage problems that the original bulb with the old style enhancer had. This bulb is far more durable and will not be as much replacement because of breakage. Now, with the new cooling assembly, disassembly for cleaning is pretty much the same way as the original unit. You disconnect your bulb, disconnect it from the machine, and then undo the two screws that hold the assembly down. Once that's been done, you take these two screws off. That removes the clamping block so the whole assembly can be removed. To take the copper out, underneath the clamping block is a small bolt with two brass nuts on it. You just undo these two brass nuts and that releases the copper for cleaning. The only time you really need to clean it that thoroughly is when this region gets loaded with green. When you see like piles of green, or you feel like the energy of the machine has dropped off significantly, then you just take the copper out, lay it in a dinner plate, submerge it in vinegar like the original and then sprinkle table salt on it to clean it. But be sure to wash it and dry it completely afterwards. Do not leave the salt and vinegar on the enhancer copper. That's been done a couple of times and it wreaks havoc with things. Secondly, you take the fan assembly and with a moist rag, you can wipe out the chamber and clean the green off the plastic. It doesn't require any solvents. It'll come off with just warm water. Then once you've cleaned it, and then you just reassemble it by placing it on, sliding the block into the fan back into its original position and replace the screws. Do not over tighten the screws. If you do, you can crack the fiberglass base the inserts are mounted in. It doesn't require an immense amount of clamping force. You just tighten them down till they're just lightly snug, and then plug it back in and you're ready to go. And then you're back in action for another three to five months. With the cooler, the copper doesn't seem to get as dirty as rapidly as the original unit does with the non-cooler assembly on it.